He's outside the bunker. He wants in again. He's generally friendly, although a little abrasive. So let's try it again. Let's open the bunker door and welcome the Medieval Bully. Hey, Medieval Bully.
Yeah. I can smell his breath from here.
What you two pennyweights doing in this hamlet this early in the morn? You pillaging?
No.
You raping?
No.
You looking to relieve some poor sod bust of his mule and his daughters?
No.
We're just talking sport.
We rode all night and day to get to this alehouse and escape the hue and cry of the townsfolk hell-bent on dispatching us to the Dark One. Oh, Guinevere here is being pursued by the local constabulary.
I don't see anybody with you.
For sticking a knife in the ribs of a Randy Burgess just beyond the wall.
Boy, you both of you are up to no good.
Oh, Gwenny decided the Burgess's heart would look mighty good on the end of a scimitar hanging into a fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that right, oh, Gwenny?
There's nobody here with you.
See her.
Hey, Gwenny stabbed him in the bollocks for giving her the business. Gwenny and me just dropped in this swill house for a flagon of mead and 40 winks before we head out onto the moors.
Well, this isn't a swill house.
But what we can really use
comes.
Is a spot of remdesivir.
Still worried about the COVID.
That's right. We need a spot of remdesivir to battle this here China virus.
We don't have any.
If we got a spot or two of remdesivir, we can be a hay mite better resting our drafties and throwing back a pint of devil water before we go family style on a winch of our cheese.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, oi, big one. Big one.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
What?
I think I'd like to see you dressed up as a maiden with a little paint on your face.
Well, I don't think you're going to see it, so quit laughing.
I like them thick anyway.
Yeah, well, whatever,
Medieval
dude.
Bully, we
I
don't
think
need...
I could show you just how a woman should feel.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you'd take an ass-whipping if you tried something like that.
Yeah, yeah, or you bloated git. Purchase a pint for this weary marauder.
Well, we don't sell beer here.
Purchase a pint for me and consider it my purveyance.
Buy him a drink, George, and just appease him.
Here's a Diet Coke.
You're lucky I don't throw you right now. Go through you right now.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got to tickling about something here.
All right.
Hey, Gwenny, how you think this big one would like if I ran him through with a splint of wood I pulled off my ox cart?
What? Stop threatening George.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Skinny one.
Yes.
Loan me 13 shillings and a fourpence.
I don't know how much that is exactly, but I will.
I don't either. But I'll pay you back when my night's wage comes in.
You get paid for being an... Here's a 20. How about that?
How about you don't talk back to me or I'll beat up the big one?
That ain't happening.
I seem to get away with it.
Listen, I tell you what, big one. How about I go ahead and grab you by the bollocks and throw you about a furlong into a pile of waiting manure just for looking at me?
I'd love for you to try it.
Yeah, come on. I'll batter you right
walk
now.
Walk over here.
I bet you I reached into your anus and I could pull out a spot of remdesivir in about 2 seconds.
I bet you'd die in within 15 seconds.
Why would he be keeping the remdesivir there?
Guinevere, let's blow this joint!
There's no Guinevere here with you.
There's no one with him.
By the way, I keep wanting to ask him how much is a spot. I don't know how to give him any remdesivir. Not that we have any, but I want to know how much is a spot.
A teaspoon, maybe? I don't know. There he goes. The Medieval Bully. Very unusual, high-energy character.